Good morning. A little difficulty getting connected this morning, but I'm here. It's been a while since I've had connection difficulties, but today was one of those. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. It's kind of interesting, I guess, that the connection was stuck, so to speak, had to restart things. As the devotion this morning, as I spent time in the In Christ Alone devotional journal, is In Christ I Have Been Rescued. And my YouTube connection needed rescued this morning. It just wasn't connecting, and when I tried to troubleshoot it, it appeared that it had decided to log me out of my YouTube account, and so it didn't know what to do. But as I looked at that, and I tell the story in the devotional, in that book, about a time where I had finished up a speaking engagement, had done a prayer conference at a church, and was decided to drive home. After the final session and late at night, it was going to be a several hour drive. But I'd been away from home for a while, and so instead of staying another night, I was just jumped in the car and was going to head home. And hadn't gotten very far before all of a sudden, as I was driving down the interstate, this steam, learned later it was steam, but what appeared to have been smoke was just billowing from under the hood and out under the dash of the car, and just kind of a unsettling sight and experience. And I pulled off the side of the road, stranded. And it was at a time where the cell phone I had was very limited. We'd gotten it strictly for emergencies, and which is kind of funny because its coverage was so sparse that there's not much emergency it would have been helpful in. But as I sat there in the car alongside the highway, it's like, what can I do? I'm stranded. I need rescued. And as it turned out, I mean, I popped the hood and did what every non-mechanic guy does. You kind of stare at it long enough thinking the answer will be there in front of you. Kind of narrowed it down to an area that the steam was most, had kind of dissipated with the hood opening, but where the source seemed to have been. But I was finally able to get enough of a connection to call the family that I had stayed with while I was at the conference and while I was there speaking. And sure enough, though it was by then 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and they were willing to come to my rescue, to pick me up and to sit with me while we figured out how to get the car towed and where to get it towed to. And then to take me back and spend the additional night that I was trying to not spend at their house. But the relief when their car pulled up behind my disabled car, knowing that I was to be rescued. Perhaps you've been in similar circumstances, sitting alongside the highway, whether it was a literal highway or simply alongside the highway of life, stranded. Nowhere to turn, no way to really move forward. The Bible describes our state of being outside of Christ as being those who walk in darkness. And yet sometimes the darkness is in a sense of our own making. It's of our own choices. But even when we're trying to do what is right, without Christ, we continue to walk in darkness. And when life breaks down on us, we need someone to come to our rescue. And what better someone than Jesus? We live in a time where the breakdowns of life seem rather obvious to me. As COVID-19 brought so much of typical life that we expected to happen to a halt, we needed rescued. As the social unrest was flamed into life, by the killing of a man at the hands of a police officer, we needed and we need someone to rescue us. We look around life and we realize there's nowhere to turn if we don't have Christ. Whatever life looks like for you, and even as Christ rescues us, we still walk in a world filled with darkness. And so it's not simply a one-time rescued from the pits of hell and from the darkness of this world and you're good. Even for those that are in Christ, we need to be rescued day in and day out. Rescued from the temptations of the evil one. Rescued from the selfishness of our own mind. Rescued from the greed and anger and hatred that exist around us and at times exist within us. And God comes along and says, in Christ, I have rescued you. I have brought you out of darkness and into light. I love how Scripture teaches us and it enlightens us, it encourages us, it gives us truth. And so many times God is speaking and saying, this is who you are in Christ, now live like it. You have been set free, you've been rescued from the bondage of sin, now live like those who have been set free. You see, even when our governments come along and say, because of this pandemic, there's things you cannot do anymore. And it's easy to look at what we can't do and cry out loud and object to the taking of our freedoms. We're pretty enamored with our freedoms. Our view of freedoms here in the United States. And so many times we look so much at what is lost that we fail to see what we have. You know, in a sense, and if you appreciate these daily devotions and prayer times, this is a result of COVID-19. Whether something else would have brought this to mind, I don't know. But it was in the midst of not being able to travel and teach and to do things that I normally would have been doing. that the idea came to encourage others through a time of prayer, through a time of sharing, through a time of going through some of the devotionals that I've written and kind of expanding on them, the heart that was behind it when it was written. And so while there were things I couldn't do, there were still things I could do, and this was one of them. As we pray today, I would encourage you to pray that God would open your eyes and your heart to the realization of just how complete His rescue of you is. That it rescues you from the dominion of darkness no matter what goes on around you. That when the world grinds to a halt, and it feels like it at least, you've still been rescued. You've still been set on a path of light with things to do. And perhaps was even given extra time to figure that out. When you're living in a world of darkness that is so angry and upset and crying out for justice, know that you have been rescued to live and to walk in the light and to live as one who knows what real justice is. When the world is full of political maneuvering, know that you have been rescued. You don't have to jump into that and be involved in that, and you don't even have to watch it. But you can live for the one true King who has rescued you through Jesus. When the anger and the hatred and the greed and the racism boil over in our nation, you can live as one that doesn't have to take sides because you've been rescued and set above all of that. You've been pulled out of darkness and into God's glorious light. You see, as Christians, even with Christ within us, it's so easy to get drawn into the mud. And when we're drawn into the mud, it isn't long before we're slinging mud. And it isn't long before we can't tell the difference between those who have been cleansed and those who haven't. And as I watch so many social media accounts get drawn into this and feeling they have to take sides, and that somehow they're the authority and I ought to do things exactly like they're doing. And I see all of that and I thank God that I've been rescued. That I'm not accountable to them, I'm accountable to God. And so today, no matter what it is, when something tries to draw you into the world of darkness, the world of confusion, the world of division, please remember that in Christ you have been rescued from all of that. And you don't have to live that way anymore. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you've looked upon us as your children, as your creation, and have seen our need and have sent Jesus to rescue us. And it's so easy at times to hear that generically, that I've been rescued from sin, But today I pray that we would recognize that every temptation you've rescued us from. And it's up to us to accept that rescue and to walk away from it. The temptation to hate, the temptation of greed, the temptation of lust, the temptation of anger, the temptation of looking down on someone because they're different from us. All of those are things that you have rescued us from in Christ. So, Father, help us to not walk in those ways anymore. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone and just vanish. And even as we await that day, that the lessons that we need to learn would be taken hold of. Oh, Father, today I pray that we would live as those who share the message of rescue. That for a world crying out for justice, that we would shine brightly with the message of hope and real justice in Jesus Christ. For a world that is just angry and filled with hatred, that has no real desire for justice at all, may they too be rescued from the things which have embittered them. Father, as we live as those who have been rescued, may we be very careful in how we speak and present ourselves on social media and how we live within our families, that we would provide an umbrella of protection for our children. Father, that we would not get caught up in the divisiveness that is so common. That our children would see examples of peace, of love, of joy, of patience, of goodness, kindness, of self-control. Oh, Father, in today's world, if there's any part of that fruit of the Spirit that seems to be most needed, it's that self-control. Not that the others aren't valuable and beneficial, but we seem to have lost track as a culture, as a society, of any sense of self-control. So, Father, rescue us from the paths of darkness. Rescue us from ourselves, the selfishness that dwells within us. Father, today, may we be those who speak a message of rescue, speak a message of hope. That live in such a way that people know there's another way, another option. That they don't have to live life stranded or stuck or walking in a place that they don't want to be. Father, today, may those of us who have experienced the rescue that Christ brings be messengers. I think of the angel that came to the shepherds as they were out watching their sheep. the hillsides around Bethlehem, bring you good tidings of great joy, a message of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Father, because we have been rescued by Jesus, may we be very diligent in sharing that same message of peace on earth and goodwill to all people, that they too would be rescued. And Father, as I think about being rescued by Christ, I think of the animal rescues of people who have chosen to adopt a rescue dog or a rescue cat that has been abandoned, that has nowhere to go. And so often those animals, those dogs, those cats that have been rescued from these shelters are so happy that they finally belong somewhere. And they're portrayed that way in all of the commercials and things. And what a great picture of what our response ought to be, knowing that we've been rescued in Christ. So, Father, help us to live with the joy of knowing that we're no longer enslaved, we're no longer confined, we're no longer caged in a shelter, but we've been set free and rescued by Jesus. And may that fill us with such joy and gratitude that our love for Him and our service to Him would be unending. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I am so glad that you joined me today. And I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.